Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Ballard back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including What's the Rush, which was the first one that I helped him launch way back in the day. Also, Mind Like Water. Also, Little Wave, Old Swell, you start to get the picture, lots of different books. And the whole series on the well done books, right, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, what we learned from the killer whales, from the orcas. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Good to have you here. Hey, Jim, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is something that I feel very strongly about, and that is the power of storytelling, so much so that the 18th chapter of my new book is titled The Power of Storytelling. And one of the things I say in the book is that not only was storytelling an original skill of humanity, but it's more powerful today than ever. What do you think?
I think so, and I think it's underused in business. I think there's a great power in storytelling that can be utilized in any business, and that's what I want to talk about.
All right, so we'll tell us about it.
Well, you know, each of us is a story, Jim. Each of our companies is a story. There are stories all around us, and people love stories. Something about a story that takes us away from the humdrum of our life and, you know, gives it a little more romance, and we can use that power. I have a theory that that readers of stories have two minds, or all of us have two minds. One of them is I call info mind, and the other is story mind.
Hmm.
Info mind is the part of us, as the name implies, that processes information, you know, facts and data. And most businesses is carried on in info mind. And, you know, we've been using info mind ever since school because there might be a test on this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the part of us that used to listen to a nice voice saying, once upon a time, there was a king that had three sons, you know, and all we want to know is what happened next.
Mm-hmm.
So in book writing, stories keep the pages turning. We want to know what happened after that, you know, and it captivates us. And the two minds are not just different. Stories come in on us in a different way than information. They inspire a part of us that's active and not just passive, and that's our imagination. We want to, you know, in our imagination, we see what's happening in a story. And that's the part of us that can be utilized in business
and
much more.
And that's what's so beautiful about telling a story to someone as opposed to them reading a story.
That's
because
true.
As you're telling it, as it's coming out of their mouth, they're already imagining, you can say blue, but there are a thousand shades of blue. It could depend on, you know, they in their mind, it's the shade that they like about blue. You know,
we like to hear stories, and so the vocal part of it
mm-hmm.
is very mythical. It goes way back, like you said. It's a mythical part of us that's captured there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that part of us can be used to make customers. One of the ways that I think that we all know about that stories are used in business is in restaurants. You know, you go in a nice restaurant, you're sitting, you're waiting for your order, and they leave the menu with you, and it's got a whole page on the story of that business.
Right, I love those. I always read those.
Everybody reads those.
And, yeah.
You know, when you know that story of the restaurant, then, you know, but that part of you is, you know,
you're
belongs
connected
to
now.
That restaurant.
You're connected.
And it brings you back. So menu stories are an example of how storytelling can be used in business. Another thing that you were just talking about, the voice and the vocal part, and for several years now, there's been a story, if you will, going around about elevator speeches. And everybody knows kind of an elevator speech is a very, very short story about you and your company. And, of course, the story behind it is, you know, you get on an elevator on the third floor, and until you get to the fifth floor where you get off, there's a guy standing, woman standing next to you who says, "What do you do?" And you've got two floors to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I encourage people to think about three sentences in which, you know, get a pad and paper and sit down and think about the story of your business or the story of you and what you do. So an example would be, you know, when I got out of, first sentence, when I got out of college, while I was in college, I worked in a pizza restaurant, and I changed my major over to culinary because I liked pizza so much. And when I got out, I started, second sentence, when I got out, I started a pizza thing. Now I have five stores, and here's a card. If you turn it in and get it punched, you get a free pizza, and it's the best pizza you ever tasted, and the door's open, you know? So people can do their elevator speech in writing. They can do it. They can go around and tell it. You know, you're waiting in line at the bank or someplace in a theater. You can get talking with people, and you can give your elevator speech. Another thing you can do is hire a writer to write your company story for you. You know, writers know how to engage story mind and the power of visualization. So the main difference about the two minds is one tells and the other shows, and people like to be shown.
Well, yeah, and to engage the other mind and let their imagination, let their experience and their history, you know, think about that. One of the things that I used to do, my elevator speech was only one sentence. Before I had my media company, I had a consulting company, and when somebody said, "What do you, you know, tell me what you do?" I said, "We're vice presidents. You can rent."
Oh, wow.
And that was all I had to say, and they got it. You know, most people got it. But you know,
the thing
about storytelling that I think is so great is how long it's been around. The original advertising was stories. People telling stories about the products. It was the original advertising coming out of someone's mouth. And folks, I'm telling you, in the age of the customer, people are more attracted to stories than ever before because they're less attracted to advertising. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.